Tulsi. There are two kinds of Tulsi plants. One is Vrinda and other is Tulsi. Those who give merit to Salagram or Narayan, that Tulsi is that Tulsi. This Tulsi never married with Narayan or Krishna himself. So difference. But one thing. Gau Pranam.
This is the Samadhi of Gopal Bhatt. Samadhi, not bhajan. Not Samadhi.
Samadhi is in Vrindavan. Gopal Bhatt used to do bhajan here for Nishant Lila and midnight Lila here. And several, yes, he used to be here. So, we should do pranam there. It was in a very wretched condition, but now they have made it. But I think that was more better. Now everything is covered with all the appellants and everything. Gaur Pramanande.
Right now where we have come, this place is called Prem Sarovar. Shivananda Prabhu has narrated a very interesting and intense pastime of Radha Krishna. Once beneath a tree of Kadam, Radha Krishna was sitting. A bumblebee, it came over there hovering, just having a smell of fragrance coming out of Radha Rani. It got attracted, and as it is said, Radha Rani's feet are like lotus, that's why we call it lotus feet. It also thought that it is lotus, and as nature of bumblebee, it wants to sit on a lotus flower, so it started hovering around Radha Rani, and especially around her lotus feet. This disturbed Radha Rani. Sometimes she was pulling her leg back, sometimes she was trying to push it through her hands. Madhu Mangal from distance saw that Radha Rani is disturbed by this bumblebee. He came with a small stick and he just dragged that bumblebee away to some distance and then came back and said, "Now, here one thing is to be mentioned. Krishna's name is Madhusudan, as we know. In Hindi, name of bumblebee is also Madhusudan. Madhu means honey, and Sudan means, in this regard, who sucks honey. So this bumblebee sucks honey out of flowers. So its name is Madhusudan. When Madhumangal came back, he said, "I have driven out Madhusudan from here." And no sooner Radha Rani heard it, and she thought that Madhu Mangal has driven out Krishna from here, though she was sitting beside Krishna. But it is a stage of love, when love becomes so dense, that in that stage, even in the stage of union, Radha Rani starts feeling separation. She was so much lamented, and she became so sad that tears started coming out of her eyes, and that made this sarovar, which is called Prem Sarovar. So this sarovar is from Radha Rani's tears, who was in very high stage of virha, which is called Prem Vaichitra, in which even in union stage, meeting stage, Radha Rani feels intense separation. When Krishna saw that even when I am with her, she is having feeling of separation, then I should do something, so she should really have some consolation from this situation. And that is why he thought that he will leave from this place. When he will go away from this place, then in the real state of separation, she will be absorbed so much in my love that she will start feeling my presence. This is also the stage of love. So in order to give this consolation and felt that feeling to Radha Rani, Krishna left this place. And Shobhanand Prabhu was explaining that big Mahajans of this Brahman, when they saw the stage of love, they were totally exhausted, astonished that how this love can be of this much standard and highest peak. So now I will ask Maharaj to explain something.
This place is called Lalita Kund. We already know who is Lalita Devi. Maharaj has spoken a lot about her. In brief, she is number one friend of Sakhi of Radharani and also Krishna together. And one of her name is Pragalbha or Prakhara. This means she is straightforward and outspoken. She speaks something piercing statement sometimes. So this place is full of many leelas and pastimes. One pastime which took place, and I myself have heard the narration of this pastime in 2-3 different manners. One manner is this, which Sudanya Prabhu and Shivanand Prabhu has said, and this also differs a little, that once Lalita was here and she was trying to make a garland for Krishna. Sudanya Prabhu was saying that once Radharani was somewhere else making garland for Krishna, and all Sakhis including Lalita was present here. I am narrating same story in two different way. It took place in different cults maybe altogether. Don't get confused. Remain clear about this thing. So, Naraji, when Lalita was here making garland, she was trying to make accurate garden for Krishna. Neither it should fall short and neither it should be longer. So just to judge it, its length, she was wearing herself. Sometime it appeared to her, oh, it's long. She was reducing the length. And when she reduces the length, it appeared to her that it is short. Then she was again putting some more flowers in it. When she was doing like this, Krishna came here. Oh, Naraji came here. Naraji asked, what are you doing? Naraji was in mood to see different Leela in notorious manner.
He was... He wanted to pick a quarrel.
Yeah. So, when Naraji came, Naraji asked, what are you doing? She says that I am trying to make a garland for Krishna, but I am having some misapprehension about its length. He said, why are you having such a trial and error method? Krishna is nearby, call him and just put a garland on him and then make it accurate. Oh, where is Krishna? Then Naraji called Krishna. Krishna came here and other Sakhis also came here. There was a swing also. So Lalita gave that garland to Krishna. It was quite accurate. And then Naraji requested that I want to see you together on the swing. And Lalita and Krishna sat there and Naraji disappeared from there. And he went to Radharani and said, so Sudanya Prabhu was saying, when he went there, he was chanting, Lalita Krishna, Lalita Krishna. Sir, what happened to you? So for always you chant Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna. He said, don't you know, you are very, very simple lady. Krishna is big cheater. And crooked, dhurt. Dhoot means who goes with to the different ladies. He says you very, he says you, of course, that I love you most of all, but it is not fact. Now today he is with Lalita, he never called you, and he is sitting with Lalita. Radharani could not believe it because Lalita was her very best friend, and she knew that she can't do it. But Narada came, Radharani said, okay, come with me and see. And when Radharani saw it, he was really angry. He came in Maan. And when Lalita said that Radharani is coming and she is in Maan, then she melted into this
Kund.
Another time from someone else I heard that once Naraji, after serving Krishna, Krishna asked for any benediction. He said, I want one thing. Sometime you should sit in a swing. I want to see you with Krishna. And when he arranged this thing, then he went to Radharani. So same story sometimes narrated by different people in different manner.
Gaur Premanande.
এখানকার বলবার মতো না আমার
এখানকার বলবার ক্ষমতা নেই অনুভব হলে তারপর তো বলবেন
গুরবে গৌরচন্দ্রায় রাধিকায় তদানি কৃষ্ণায় কৃষ্ণ ভক্তায় তদ্ভক্তায় নমো हम लोग जहाँ पर आए हुए हैं इस स्थान का नाम नंद बैठक है सिटिंग प्लेस ऑफ मीटिंग एंड सिटिंग प्लेस ऑफ नंद बाबा असेंबली दिस इज द असेंबली हाउस ऑफ नंद बाबा यहाँ पर नंद बाबा
में कृष्ण है एक तरफ में बलदेव भैया है दोनों को लाड़ लड़ा रहे हैं The place where we have come, it is known as the Council of Nanda Baba.
Bhaiya kaise hua?
Eh? Kya?
Nanda Baba, Baladev ji, bhaiya kaise hua? Baladev ji...
Oh, yes, sir, sunne mein gabadi ho gaya.
Nanda Baba was five brothers. The father's name was Parjanna Baba. He wanted to make King Upananda Maharaj, elder son. But Nanda Baba is so intelligent. So Upananda told that if you give me kingdom, I will give it to Nanda. So it will be better if you arrange to give this kingdom to Nanda Baba. इसको ले जाओ फुरसन नहीं फुरसन ब्रिंग दैट योर सन नंद बाबा विल हैव वेरी ब्यूटिफुल एंड वेरी प्रोमिनेंट वेरी यशस्वी फेमस सन आफ्टर सम टाइम केसी कम हियर केम हियर एंड ही डिड सो मेनी Disturbance that they were bound to go to Gokul Mahavan and there Krishna was born. So here is the place that at first Nanda Baba was like Akinchan. He has nothing to do with kingdom and anything. Pahle wo Udasin the. Kintu beta hua to Krishna hi hai na. Unke liye सब प्रकार से धन समृद्धि की वृद्धि और कृष्ण का लालन पालन किया जा सके इसलिए उन्होंने रुचि देने आरम्भ की इसलिए कंस को कर देने के लिए वही खुद अपने हाथ से गए और उसको कर दिया था क्योंकि अब पुत्र के प्रति उनका स्नेह मोह आसक्ति सभी कुछ उन्हें हो गई समटाइम्स व्हेन केशी पुतना अगासुर बगासुर केम देन नंद बाबा Yes, to come to hear sometimes. What to do? How to protect Krishna from all demons? If any problem comes, the whole session
was here. Nanda Baba, Upananda, Sunanda, Nandan, Abhinandan, and all the elder Brajavasis, they assembled here and they drank off. Once a great problem came. What type problem? Krishna wanted to marry the daughter of Prishabhanu Maharaj. What to do? Prishabhanu Maharaj and Nanda Baba both wanted to arrange the marriage ceremony of Krishna and Radha. But Jogamaya told, the grahana, nakshatra and rashi is not favorable. So this marriage cannot be done. Anyhow, you what you will do? Not separation, no marriage. So all were invited here, and the court was here, and they were thinking, what to do? Yashoda Ma told that I want to marry. I want to give marriage my son only to, otherwise he will be marriageless. Kuwara rah jayega.
Bachelor,
he will be for always. I will never give marriage to any other. And Jogmaya was telling, Gargadev.
Very interesting.
So, here sometimes he used to held a court here. Also once, Krishna took Govardhan Hill on his finger. All were seeing for 7 days, without any rest, day and night. After Krishna kept the mountain there, and he came out from there, all elder Brajavasi, older Brajavasi, met together here, and they called Nanda Baba, Upananda and all, and they warned them that you should not try to find Krishna, you should not chastise Krishna, because he has the power of Narayan. Sometimes Narayan comes in her name. Krishna is not Narayan, but sometimes Narayan comes and Narayan took
lifted
and everything. But yet Putana came, Bakasur came, and all demons were defeated and they were killed. So we should think that Krishna is not an ordinary boy, or he is not only a goddess or anything, demigods. Now you should be very careful. Aap log khub sao. Nanda Baba was called, and they were strictly prohibited. That tell your wife Yashoda not to chastise Krishna. Krishna ko woh adhik tiraskar na kare, unko mare pine aur bandhe nahi. Nanda Baba began to laugh. That gops
mature
after 85 years.
80 years.
Otherwise they are bachelors.
Immature.
Isle kaise unka putra ho jayega? Once after taking Govardhan on his finger, all the older persons of Braja assembled here. Nanda was called. And they told that, oh, see, Krishna is Brahma, not less than Brahma. So you should not chastise him. Don't try to bind her feet and hands. Don't tell that you are thief, you are dhurta.
Naughty.
Don't tell all these words. Otherwise, so big offense will be done. You have seen that he has left at Govardhan. He has killed Agasur, Bakasur, Putana, and all the demons. So you should change your behavior to Krishna. Krishna is not an ordinary boy. Nanda Baba began laughing and he told, oh, you have not matured by your age. After 80
years,
gops,
milkmen
and gops become
mature.
Mature.
But, here,
Balig sabalig means major and minor.
Yes.
After 18 they become major, otherwise they remain minor.
Minor.
Adult.
Means that their buddhi is not paripakwa. Buddhi means intelligence is not
mature.
He began to laugh and told, if Krishna is Brahma, he is my son. Anyhow, he has come as my son. I will chastise him. I will order him to bring my shoes on his head. Yashoda can also do like this. You know, if Krishna is Brahma, then how he is crying and weeping for butter and bread?
Became angry.
Why he becomes angry? Brahma never become angry. Brahma.
Angry and hungry.
He is not a thief, but he is thief. He takes butter from all the cowherds.
Gopis.
If there is, he is hungry, he weeps. So how he is Brahma? He is not Brahma. He tells lie. Then how Brahma? Brahma is always satyam jnanam anantam Brahma. So it may be that he is Brahma. So anyhow, if he is Brahma, he is my son, I will do. And he went. So these all kinds of meeting. Krishna wanted to marry Srimati Radhika. He was very little, but yet he was telling her mother, requesting, I want to
get married.
Radha. And tomorrow you will hear all this pastime. So here is the place where Nanda Baba sometimes used to come. In one hand Krishna and another hand Baladev. Sometimes on his old shoulders here, Krishna and Baladev. You have seen here. So this place is of so much
interest.
Past times. So much past. Jnani and Tattva Jnani cannot realize all these things. In lakhs births. Only those who have surrendered. Those who have not surrendered, their intelligence, their all kinds of powers, their bhakti also, they cannot. Jama eva yesha binute,
tena
labdha. Aur dusre nahi. Mam eva je, prapadyante. Mayam etam, yogmaya also they will cross. Yogmaya will be very, very favorable to them. Tattva Jnana never comes in Braja. Cannot enter. It is very hard. So, those who are surrendered soul, they can realize. Go, Premanand.
At different times, different process of attaining perfection and God has been mentioned. In Satyayuga, process is recommended, that is meditation. In Treta, it is Yajna. In Dwapar, it is
Archan,
and deity worshipping, yeah. And in Kali Yuga, the process is mentioned is Hari Kirtan. So, Maharaj was saying, though Hari Kirtan was during other periods also, but their main process were mentioned as just now, been mentioned according to scripture. But in Kali Yuga, no other process will go at all. We have to take shelter of Harinam Sankirtan only. That is why Harinam, 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 Ev Kevalam, it has been mentioned. Maharaj was saying that we have come here to this Isthalis for our parikrama and right now we are conditioned, through our conditioned eyes we cannot see the real apricot thing of this dham, apricot samrup of the dham, because our eyes are, our mind is still conditioned. Dham has got its potency, there is no doubt in it. And if we do this process and pray, then only dham can reveal. Otherwise, if we come here and we will see only outer periphery which is covered materially because of our conditioned state, and so far we don't advance and remove our maya jal from us, we cannot see dham perfectly. In end, Maharaj was saying that we should try our level best, that we should see dham in its true form. And for this, we should do this Hari Bhajan and praying to this dham. And further, and now what is? And further,
ज्ञानशलाकय चक्षुर्मीलितं तस्मै श्रीगुरुवेश्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च प्रकाशं तद्यैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यदम्ने गौरतिः गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो अंगश्यामलिं छटाभिरवितो मन्दिकतेन्दुवरं जटं जागृतरोचिसंयुदगतं पट्टम्बरस्य वृन्दारण्यनिवासिनं हृदिनसद्धामाभिरामोदरं राधास्कन्दनिवेशितो जलभुजम् ध्यायेन्दा भक्त्या विहीनापराधलक्ष्य चित्ताश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वन्दे नमस्ते तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति प्रीत्याय राधे तन्मां श्यामसुन्दर शिखण्डशेखर स्मेरहात मुरलीमनोहर राधिका रसिकमां कृतामि ते स्वप्रिया चरण किं परिक्रमा निर्विघ्न रूप से और बड़े सुख से बीती है और बाय द ग्रेस ऑफ कृष्ण Gaur Nityananda Prabhu, and especially by the mercy of Gurudev, our parikrama for now 24 days about, or 3 days, have passed very
successfully
without any disturbance, problem at all. Especially we are seeing that what Bhaktivinoda Thakur told, that Indian bhakts and Western bhakts will meet together, raising their hands, telling Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
Hare Rama.
In Swamiji time, in his parikrama, there was prominency of Western devotees, controlling, doing everything. But in this parikrama, prominency of both. Prominency of both, mixing Hindi songs, Bengali songs, Sanskrit songs, English songs also. Very happily we are doing all these things. Hearing so many siddhants, hearing so many lila kathas from the mouth of siddhantavid Vaishnavas. Those who will learn never fall there. And from their mouths you are hearing all these things. Hum log parikrama karte hue tabhi Nandgaon mein upasthit hue hain. Would have come here in Nandgaon.
Phir aasa nahi rahegi, ye samajh rakhna.
we are so fortunate to have Vaishnava Sangha and to hear Tattva Katha, Krishna Tattva Katha, Bhakti Tattva Katha. Krishna Katha, Krishna Tattva, Radha Tattva, Prem Tattva, Rasa Tattva, Krishna Tattva, Maya Tattva, all kinds of Tattva. Yes, here. Without any, koi bhi parisham nahi.
Without any effort.
Without any effort. In time, we had Mahaprasad. So delicious. We are going new places. Buses are ready to take us. No need of taking luggages. Brahmachari are engaged to take your all luggages. Always doing parivesan.
Service.
All this service. How parisham ye log, bachche log kar rahe hain.
How hard they work.
Hard they are. You cannot imagine.